This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
What kind of eggs them is? Red bird?
Those were chicken.
Blue jay? Red jay? Beans, potatoes,
tomatoes, tomatoes, tornadoes, tomatoes.
It's our review page.
Ah. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's begin with this little conversation. I want to see what you all feel about this, because I think this is a crazy idea. 4% of people say their ideal work week is one shift, 40 hours straight. And I say, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. That's 10 shows.
I want to go home and take a shower. I can't do anything for 40 hours straight.
I knew somebody. Doing a 28-hour show was plenty enough.
Yeah. Well, I knew somebody who was an EMT, and their shifts are 24 hours every other day. I mean, that would
24
suck.
On, 3 days off?
Firemen do this.
Yeah, something like that.
Too.
Like,
oh, a lot of them.
Yeah, but then...
How much of that is chili cooking, though, and prep?
And poker.
Well, it all depends on what you're doing, because they have places where they can lay down and take a nappies.
Cots?
But it all depends on where are we going to sleep? Where are we going to lay down? Where are we going to have our moments away? Because you have to have that. And I need a shower. I can't go 40 hours without bathing.
What's the saying? You get three hot shots in a cot?
Three hot shots.
That's in prison.
Three hots in a cot. Looking like a fool.
Three meals and a place to lay your head. So,
and a free sex change and college education.
Okay. Most people say that they just want an extra day off. So 4 10-hour days would be perfect.
That really is. I've done that schedule before, years and years ago.
Years and years ago.
And it was not only was it 4 10s, it was staggered. It was like 10 to 7, I guess, or something. 10 to whatever, that 8, whatever.
Yeah, 10 to 8 is good. I like that.
People ask from time to time, what if you had your preference of what time your show was on live, what time would it be? And, I don't have – it's changed over the years. I in my mind, it would be, 10 to 1. But then I don't want to work through lunch.
This is really? Where you want to be in the business, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't
– Plus, I love, I hope the managers aren't listening now and everything, but, the schedule's pretty freaking awesome.
I like getting
Your
it done.
Your schedule is really awesome,
getting
I have
it
to say.
In and out.
You have the rest of the day.
Yeah.
To do whatever.
Scoop cow poo and things.
Muck
and buck.
I have to say, getting out of here before 5 o'clock is nice. Because then, for me, if I wanted to leave and go to the mountains, it's perfect. Then I just take off after work. And then I have some
She's
part
going
of,
for that bush beer.
No. I don't drink beer.
I know, but you said head for the mountains.
Yeah. Shaved beer.
I mean, I try to
like shaved beer?
I try to like beer, but beer makes me sleepy.
Oh.
We don't need that.
No, I like it.
Especially on a date, because I'll be Never mind. I was going to say face down. That
didn't all right. Sound, that didn't sweet. Sound good. We got a double.
Here come all the messages.
Give her all the beer she wants. No,
I got a pony keg in the back of my car.
Watson Ely is up front, Paige.
Hey, baby.
He's right. He rode the Clydesdale here.
I got some shorts with your name on them.
You know, I like red wine, but it makes me sleepy.
So does our
too.
Boss.
Makes me sleepy.
He loves
too.
The song.
Oh, he does. I heard it's one of his favorites.
UB40's Red UB40. Red Wine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I gotta remember to rejoin with that one day because that's right. His work. He hates it.
That might be a fireable offense, like immediately.
Really?
Really?
In his eyes, he's like, he's not a UB40er. He don't like Ivory, Madonna, Red Wine.
What went wrong?
Can't help falling in love. He don't like any of them.
Do you know the history behind
him? It was when he came up in the business, it was heavily rotated.
Oh, I see. Red he's just wine. Like over it. There are certain songs I feel that way about.
Which ones? Beastie Boys, Pearl Jam, Nirvana?
Sure. I love Blue Pearl Fighters. Jam. I love Nirvana.
New Linkin Park.
I like that too. Mm. I like Emily Armstrong.
People are like, I don't know if they should have went on with a woman. But it sounds pretty good.
Why with a woman though?
You know how people get, they're like, they shouldn't have went on, period, or they got their fantasy lineup of singers they want.
But why not? Why not? I'm not going to get into this argument, and I've had this to the nth degree, but why not? If you are a musician, even if you're in a band, why can't you do your own stuff? It doesn't mean that you're forever joined to that group. That's like, okay, so you guys are great together, but why can't Matt go do his own podcast by himself?
See, I don't know how to do the machines.
But I mean, it's in the event that tension, you aren't right. inadequate and you can push a button, you could do the machines.
So a good example with that thing. Is the other night on SNL. They go to do their little cameos out in the crowd and they show Dave Letterman sitting there. Paul is sitting right beside him.
Yep.
In the not split shot, like full shot, like they're a couple.
No.
Don't even acknowledge his ass.
Oh, that's
no.
Nice.
And he was playing with a G.E. Smith.
It is like when Aerosmith would come out when they were in their heyday on like the MTV Awards. You'd just see Joe Perry and Steven Tyler. Where are the other members?
Where's Brad Whitford?
I would be dude, why don't I get to come out?
But I liked the Joe Perry project, actually. I like the freelance stuff.
I like
Creed, but I love Mark Tremonti.
Like when it comes to Jesse, Jesse James Stripper, I don't know how he manages. You got Jackal, you got Dixie Inc., and then he's got another something else he's doing too. So you got three things
going
at once.
Got a rap album dropping this spring.
That's what it is, brother.
It doesn't mean you're not...
Straight out of Sturgis.
You're not committed to the band that you're in when you're not touring. Why can't you do your own stuff? That's why I think if you wrote a bunch of songs and you have this Emily Armstrong who comes along, who's interesting and can put on a show, why not record stuff? It doesn't mean that that's the end of the road with Linkin Park.
Might as well. If you Jimmy Harper in about 5-6 different bands, I mean, go out there and play.
Yeah,
go play with the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. You got families, bills to pay for. Why not get out there and do
That's
what
Ron
you do
Harper,
best?
That's Ron Harper. Never mind.
Anyways,
played at Clemson, right? Went on to play for the Titans. That's Jamie Harper. Wait a minute, Vicki Lawrence played her. That was Mama Harper.
Mama Harper.
I forget.
How much?
Thelma and Louise.
What do you call somebody that plays a harp? Are they a harper or a harpist?
Harpist.
I don't know, Paige.
Thelma and Louise was Thelma Harper.
Mm. I guess
people didn't know that.
I don't know. That's a good, because it would be a violinist, maybe a harpist. You're right.
Vinylist.
Vinyl. So the average person has how many photos on their roll in their phone? I have a ton.
The roll in their phone.
Can you like? Yeah, what's your exact number? Can you look?
Yeah.
I'm always curious.
Oh God,
about
I'd
this
be embarrassed to find out.
I'm on the low
that
end.
Boy makes fun of me because I pay for extra storage.
I have. Now this is high for me.
Oh, God.
I got to delete. I have 318.
God bless.
The typical
high.
Person has 1,598 pictures on their roll.
Paige, read my
God.
Number.
I'm not
Read
gonna.
My number, Paige.
Oh, you have much more than I have.
Yeah, I mean, you can say it.
Yo, what the hell is it?
18,500.
What?
You
how?
There's some of them. Are they old? They save everything.
I need to do the app where it shows.
What is your memory
duplicates?
Like?
Well, a lot of this is like saved on the cloud, so like they show up, but I have to hit it to like download it. So it's not like physically on my phone. But
oh my!
I mean, you got to think. Like, I mean, it's a ton. Like, there's like probably 30% Jasper, like 20% Galley. There's like 30% TRG. There's like
gotta 40, be some boobies in there.
40. That's the 40% breasts.
Here, there's this stuff like this in my phone.
Oh my god!
Farm pictures. I mean, just paintings. All kind of just lame stuff.
What is
things?
What is,
Fat Boy Sins.
What is Paige's number?
Mine.
You didn't say it, did you?
Oh god! Wait. Let me go back. Hang on.
I didn't even look at the hidden folder. Yikes!
Ooh.
Well, do you have a hidden folder,
oh,
Fat
yeah.
Boy? Yikes.
Mine is 4,308.
Yeah.
Pictures. Mine, but I clear a lot of them out and keep some.
How could you when you get to that point?
I got 4,200 videos. So that puts me over 22,000 pieces of media.
What type of pictures are in your hidden folder? Just, I guess, nudes mainly? Like, I'll make nudes and put them in there.
Of yourself?
No.
Definitely not.
They're not.
Definitely not.
I will be very honest and say, like, what was in there was like previous situations, and I like just went ahead and just like deleted them because, like,
it's
something
hard.
They talk about in therapy. Like, it's some issue that I had. I'll be very honest with you. It's like, I feel like when you go through a relationship, especially with this social media kind of phase or whatever, and when that's over with, you go in and you either archive or delete those photos, and you go through and you look at your timeline and you're like, I'm literally like deleting layers of my life, but it also is, you know, some of them are like nagging memories, you know, or you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you got to get rid of all that stuff.
My
hidden folder now are just
it makes sense,
like the documents. I mean, you want to,
well, you know, it's not a bad place to
I mean,
put
that's
them.
Where I have, like, I have my driver's license, my insurance card, all these things that, like, if I don't have my wallet or whatever, that there's a penis.
Ooh.
So I was going to ask if you have any nudes.
Oh, no, that's a mushroom from hiking.
Like, I don't have any nudes of myself in my phone.
You don't?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Like, I don't.
They're in my phone now. We traded.
You don't take pictures like that of yourself?
Oh, no.
Not really.
God.
Like, I wouldn't be able to send them to anybody. I mean, I could probably, to, like, you know, as jokes.
I wouldn't.
I found one I didn't delete.
I mean, I used to send.
Oh, Lord.
It breaks my heart.
Don't delete it.
I have to.
Why does
Zoom
that break
in
your
on
heart?
Shut up, Paige.
I didn't see it. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
It could be one of your little cow or chicken pictures. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Anyways, so that's... That's kind of
hurts.
I'm
thousands on me. Jesus.
Well, I mean, this is the thing that I come to in my head all the time too, is like, not that anything will, but like if the internet did go away.
Yeah.
So are all.
Don't take it away, Elon.
But we don't print pictures out anymore. So, like, you know, anybody says, oh, let me see your grandson, or let me see the picture of Otis the cow or whatever. I'm like, oh, hold on. And I can show it on my phone. But, like, if the grid or whatever goes, like, everything's gone.
Yeah. Dude, I saw this. There aren't many photo labs left in the country.
Yeah.
One's in Spartanburg. And they get orders from all over the world.
Remember, they used to would be
to
like
develop, roll
in a grocery store parking lot, somebody in a little hut sitting there.
Yep.
I used to love photography and take pictures.
Shout out to Eckerd's. What's up?
They were supposed to, if you had nude pictures in the photo lab, they had to keep them. And some places just didn't give them to you.
That's
kind of like a violation of your privacy if you had, what if they're like your kids in the bathtub?
Good point.
You definitely shouldn't get them back in.
No, but I mean, you can take pictures of your own kids. That's creepy.
That's weirder.
No, it's not weird.
Did I tell you when I went to get a role developed one time? It was after a sports card show where I met an athlete, and I was like hurrying to get there. And when I got him back, my mom had used the camera to take pictures of my grandma's sore show the doctor. Oh, God. And I was like, what? Y'all gave me somebody else's film, and they showed me on the negative. No, that's on there. I'm going like,
what the hell is this? Thing.
Some kind of leg sore on an old woman. And then I get home, I was like, Mama, what is this? That's your nanny. Let me get them. We got to take them to Dr. Bonner.
They were probably trying to figure out in the photo lab what that was.
I mean, really? Yeah, that was very
strange.
Well,
that's not of their business to go through your pictures.
Yeah, but if you
were
there, you know, just like if I worked at the Apple store, I'm going through your phone.
I mean, I can understand that if you're doing some kind of violent act, like you've got bodies laying there or you're, you know, something illegal. Yes.
I'm not developing kid pictures. I'm thinking I'm getting set up. I'm like, I ain't touching them.
Yeah, but your kids do things like they're running around in diapers. Well, I don't know.
And I'm not developing kid pictures.
It should be completely harmless.
Not even if they're swimming.
Like, I know some of you put the emoji over them when they're in the bathtub. It's just...
Why? They're just children. You have the problem if you look at that and you get sexual. You're a sick person.
No.
It's not even that. It's
no.
Just, it's just always going to be awkward.
It just doesn't... I mean, it is a conditioning, though. Like, for years, the copper tone baby. I mean, it was a dog pulling down her pants. You saw her ass crack.
If they have, like, soapy hair and they're cute in the bathtub, why not take a picture of that?
But, like, why is that the thought to, like, when they're in the bathtub, like, oh, I should take a picture?
I don't know. That's what people do. It's cute. It's not like you have...
And they're there. I mean, hey, baby, yes. Probably got three dozens of me.
Oh, you got it.
The schmeckle there in the...
There's Matthew in the tub.
This is Mr. T towel.
Wasn't no room for the water.
You know what? You've attacked me enough today. You already said I'm slippy between the ears.
Slippy.
Quit splashing. I wrote that down.
Whatever that means.
Slippy between the ears. Lord have mercy.
Oh, I forgot to make her sound like the angry grandma. Quit splashing, Matthew.
I'm wanting to watch Raw.
There's water on the damn floor.
Oh, my goodness.
You little fat Matthew.
God. She wouldn't have called me that. That's why she didn't call me Matt.
Correct people.
He's Matthew, not Matt. Because that rhymes with fat, and I don't want people to catch on.
I'm going to noogie your flat top, you keep on.
Fathew.
That's abusive. All right, well, I'm paging those your eyes, guys, headlines.
Yeah.
At least you never took a bath with a buddy who, you know, crapped the water while you were still in there.
No, you did?
No, I didn't do it.
Oh. I had a sibling that did that one time. And it became a story that all the family would share. Oh, like a new boyfriend or girlfriend would come to the family stuff. You never heard about what happened? Let me tell you this. Their mama was in Brazil. We put her in there to take a shower. She took a bath and ended up dropping a loaf right there in the water.
Hot loaf. Listen up. Hot loaf.
Craziest story.
Your girlfriend there dropped a loaf in the shower.
That lady reminds me of the grandma from that old redheaded kid reality show we used to watch.
She yells every sentence.
Oh, yeah. Hollywood Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Uncle Johnny and old Meemaw, Coppercat.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
But she was going to be a woman, but it was not anymore.
Genetics tickets.
What? Like, I think you went halfway through of being a woman and came back.
The redhead kid?
Yeah.
God.
He tried to be a woman? I don't know. I don't know how all that works.
See, that's one thing I was reading about, like, you know, we referenced earlier about, you know, the administration Kamala was saying that she wanted to give free sex changes to prisoners. And, like, that's basically giving someone a 1-year lease on a car. And then saying, all right, now pay for it. Because that's the big...
But what if...
The shots and stuff, you have to... It's a forever long thing. So what happens to your body after you quit taking those?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, if you take regular, like, testosterone replacement, you have to be on that for life.
Yeah. I mean, you have to. Otherwise, it just goes...
As
so, like, when they say, like, all these drug shots and stuff, diet shots, you know, they say, oh, it's going to come back more than it was before. So if you get a sex change, does that mean like
the bald guy,
you have a bigger Dugan than before?
Heck yeah.
Why don't you get to pick it at that point, right?
I mean,
but what
do you mean they got they have models on the wall?
It's like a lizard's tail. If it falls off, it goes
back. I'm going the other way, I don't
want on that one.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paige, I know you didn't. You saw the music portion,
which was,
I think, the night before.
Yeah, it was really good.
The Saturday Night Live 50. And, you know, for, I would say, like, a lot of our demographic, probably Saturday Night Live is not a big thing.
Which is
the younger
sad.
Version, I think. I mean, but it's sad because it means so much to, and it's just like our parents. Like, you should respect Dick Clark.
I was thinking American Bandstand.
Yeah, man. Right. Oh, like, yeah. When, you know,
Soul Train.
The whole thing about Dick Clark, you know, the older he got, and, you know, he would not stop doing the ball drop thing. And I remember my mom heard one morning where we were playing the audio, and she's like, "You shouldn't make fun of Dick Clark. He was part of my childhood."
got a little awkward toward the
maybe
end.
Maybe teenage years. I wouldn't say childhood.
Oh, bless
Mom.
Her heart.
Ethan.
She thinks she's going to drop kick your knees. Take
you out. Lord. She does knock the crap out of me with her walker.
She grab you with the nose and
she use her the little thing she used to pick stuff up off the floor and just grab me with
the claw.
The claw.
Yeah. Right in the face.
Those things are great. When I had to get my hip surgery done. I had one of those, by God.
You
hell yeah.
You pull yourself up without it.
I was like Mr. Crab walking around down
I'd
there.
I'd take one right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to start with who wasn't there or maybe.
Okay, I would say, like, what's his name? Garrett. Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah, I knew he was still with us.
I knew. But they you know, they cut away and they come back and he's sitting in a chair because apparently, you know, I mean, how old he is. I mean, first season, 75. So.
I looked it up. I think he's 88. Okay. Just turned.
So he's got, you know, sitting in a chair and he's still very animated, though, the way he was introducing. I thought that little short they played there with Belushi was just one of the best things. I mean, I'd seen it before, but like...
It was great.
It's just so...
But it was creepy the way it started, like eerie.
I know, but that's what was cool. Like, it was kind of like SNL really, like, broke down the whole... I mean, it's certainly not improv, and neither is improv. If you really know, improv is not real improv. They have their little trigger words that they know they bounce off of each of them, but it's just the fact they're doing it on live television, and... You know, for years I always heard that Lorne Michaels would get pissed if you broke character. But now I think he's kind of bent on that. Like, you know, the audience actually enjoys it when you corpse. You know, you're corpsing up there. You're laughing during the bit.
Why? Because, you know, Jimmy Fallon's notorious for doing it in every
sketch.
You know,
they did not feature him very much at all, and I appreciated that because I'm not a fan. I mean, it looks like maybe I've heard he's not nice. But that's what Paige was saying earlier, all these people that, you know, for years was always the golden people. You found out were like real pricks backstage.
Well, the show.
And I'm not just talking about Ellen.
Yeah, but you know, people have bad days. I've heard that some so-and-so has been horrible to other people, and they were extremely nice to me.
Yes.
Well. It, his show now is geared towards a much younger, which I guess it has to be,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't.
To kind of survive it now.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But he wasn't featured much on there, which I figured would be because of the whole NBC monster. I was shocked. Okay, where was Dan Aykroyd? Where was Danny Aykroyd?
The most, look, I watched the first two seasons, every episode. He carried the show. He was in a lot of stuff.
He was funny.
And just then, not there?
I followed Chevy Chase on Instagram, and he was there, but they
I
did
saw him
not,
in the audience.
Okay, wow. I was doing that thing where I would...
Because I watched on some of the stuff on YouTube.
That studio's never looked that big before. Like, they had all the lights on.
I've been there. It's really small.
Oh, wow.
Really small.
Wow. You really did.
And it looks...
That's awesome.
I took a tour, and it looks way bigger on TV. I don't know. Like, you could stand on the main stage and, like, touch the whoever's doing the music, like, hand to hand.
Huh.
It's real small.
Well... But, I mean, it was like, dude, that is Cher. And obviously that turned out to be Cher. And I'm like, that's Kevin Costner sitting beside her. Like, this is like.
What are you talking about?
This is like We Are the World. You know, like, where's Huey Lewis? The DeBarge family. Where is,
where's Chico?
Where's Chaka Khan? Where's, you know. And you see all these, like, Reverend Al Sharpton. Like, what is this hodgepodge of people?
It was odd that he was there.
I'll tell you, I wrote down something I thought, because I was expecting, they kind of toyed around with it in the media, like some expect some big surprises and stuff. And there was a surprise that I didn't say, because I'm, you know, not the, oh yeah, this is going to happen. But I was like, I had a feeling about something, and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
I thought they were going to have Kanye on there.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah.
The reference to it was great.
Oh, well, God, well, which one? Like, dude, they had Kim on there.
I didn't recognize her at first.
She's really funny.
By God,
on
I
there.
Did.
She's great.
She was. I was going to say, like, she did a really good job. I mean, she didn't do anything very much, but
she was good on there when she hosted.
I thought so. She kind of was, you know, making light of herself and her family. I thought she was real genuine.
Yeah.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in one studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, where's the snow?
We're snowing.
Also, happy birthday. Or suck it.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Robin eggs. That's what she was doing, actually.
She was, but they were chicken eggs. She's a liar.
We'll start with this. Look, it's been so long since this show's been on. I want to say 4 or 5 years since the last season. This will be the last season. But this is the Stranger Things theme song.
Stranger Things?
Stranger.
I'm behind.
Is there a Stronger Thongs? Do we know?
Oh, that'd be good. I can see it in my head right now. And this is, well, I'll just give it to you.
Oh, yeah. I was about to guess the birthday of the show.
I guess her name now would be Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
11.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown's birthday.
Millie Bobby Brown.
She was in the news because her salary got leaked for one of her movies. One of her Netflix projects, I think, was like $10 million.
God.
She's like, look, you're putting a target on my back and leaking my salary.
But like, what is that now? Like, remember, like, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, like, they were getting... $25 million contracts,
something crazy.
So, like with inflation and stuff, I don't know if that's good or not. I mean, I'd like it.
She was getting paid $250 per episode, $250,000. That leaked out too, Millie Bobby.
God bless. She's like freaking Friends.
But you could argue it is centered around her. I mean, especially since last season and what it's building up to.
All right.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Oh yeah, I'm caught up. But it's been so long, I don't know when the new season's even coming.
I think I have, like, the 80s version was the last one I watched.
The last episode I saw, they went down underground, and Carl was there from Walking Dead. I'm just kidding. It'd be a cool crossover. I will say 11 is
21 years old. From Millie Bobby Brown's, you can drink now.
Oh.
21
look
now.
Look at.
Look at.
This gentleman is.
I like her with short hair. I usually don't like that about a woman because I feel as though she's not into me or men in general. Go ahead, Paige. Your guess? Oh, we haven't said yet.
I haven't said yet. This gentleman is one of the greatest actors alive. He was in Traffic.
I was going to say Eric Roberts.
He was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Batista.
Nope. He is good, though.
Eric is a good actor. He can.
I know. You said he was the best actor you'd ever worked with.
He was. I won't work with very many good actors.
I forgot his character in the Guardians of the Galaxy, but it was very important to the whole.
See the raccoon?
Marvel timeline. No, he wasn't Rocket. Benicio del Toro.
Oh yeah, he is
amazing.
That movie he did with Timberlake wasn't bad.
Piper?
No, it was
not Piper. Venom. Something like that. Something about a snake. It was called Hissy Fit. I don't remember.
What's the name of it?
Hissy Fit.
He don't do a whole lot. Pussy footing around having a hissy fit.
What are you gonna go see?
What are you gonna see? Now you sound like.
Are you in there peeing or did you answer my question? I can't tell. Are you making tea?
Sound like Fame from Tuttenstein.
Paige, how old did you say?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm gonna say 37. Like Mike Tyson and Dusty 40. Rhodes had a child together.
Benicio's been around a long time. He was in The Usual Suspects.
I think China Moon
was one of his first movies.
He's in his 50s.
But Benny of the Bull is 58 years old today.
Good Lord.
The Hunted, that was a good one. Oh, we got a theme song for this one. I didn't have it in the system, but I found it.
Oh, wow. The freaking Ties of Family.
Yes, sir.
You wouldn't play this for Michael J. You'd play a little...
That's a good point.
Huey Lewis for him. Is it the guys whose last name is Yucky? Talking about Michael Gross?
Nope.
Tina Yalders.
You're on the right track.
Justine Bateman.
It is Justine Bateman's birthday.
Goodness.
Jason's sister.
Did before.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Baxter Bernie.
Are we going backwards?
No, we go in order. We always go in order.
Caterpillar.
Okay.
Who wants to go backwards?
All right. 59.
The Caterpillar.
I must say, hit the high note, fat boy. You can do it. Okay. You did a good job.
You look so good.
Sha-la-la-la.
I got to rewatch this. I think it's on Peacock.
I'm going to, dude, I bet you she's 60 years old.
Okay.
That's Jason Bateman's older sister.
Well, you should have listened to Paige. Is she older?
I thought.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, because he was on, Jason Bateman was on Silver Spoons as a young boy, and then Justine Bateman at around the same time was playing the teenage, so she's older.
She is 59. Yeah, Jason, you want to guess how old Jason is?
56.
53.
He is 56 years old.
Damn. Wow.
Look at Paige, man. She's good at that.
Paige is good. Not at spelling, but guessing people.
This gentleman was just on a Super Bowl commercial as a parody of himself. I'm a big fan.
Seal.
It is Seal's birthday. Boy, man, Heidi Klum is.
God almighty.
I don't know what happened between those two, but he's got to look at her Instagram and be like, what did I do? What happened?
Yeah, but she's gorgeous. And I like her style and I like a lot, but like that'd be a lot to deal with. She just seems like she's just a lot to deal with.
And he doesn't shake hands.
It's kind of like the old lady from Magnolia. It's like, you know what? You decorate the house real nice, but you cook. You're hot. But God, you'd be a pain in the ass to live with.
You're right? Talking about
you
the movie?
You just get that. I know. Magnolia, the flip it house
Joanna.
People. Yeah.
Old Joe. Chip and Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey,
you want to help me tear this house down today? And then we'll go home and have 18 more kids if
you want. Every end of every episode, he has to take the kids to like the park and do something while she finishes the house by herself.
Come on, kids, let's go.
She's
got
to smoke a J and put these last few flowers out in the house by herself.
Your mom's got to exercise a little bit, if you know what I'm saying.
We're going to go play poop-poke.
Joe, I got this battery for you if you want to hook up those Benoit balls and just go to town.
They're starting like a whole city. Like, they have they're cult leaders. They own like a third of every Target.
They make him a character. Joe, do you like when I put two construction pencils in my ear?
Remind me.
How was that?
Seal.
Seal's birthday.
I'm going to say 60.
65.
He's got the complexion of a cactus.
62.
Oh. Seal.
Whoa. This gentleman was one half of Dumb and Dumber. Been in a bunch of stuff.
Jim Carrey.
Nope.
The other one.
The other one. The great actor.
I know. It sucks. Jeff.
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 JD.
Jeff.
Kick his ass, Seabass.
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels.
I'm going to say Jaden Daniels. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
They might be cousins.
63.
Charlie Daniels and Jaden Daniels.
How you doing, uncle. Son?
What did you say, Paige?
I don't know. I said 63, but it's probably 66.
I'll go with 66 then.
How about you go with the big one?
70.
70?
70 years old for Jeff Daniels.
Ooh. Ozzy. Mm-hmm. Geezer.
Nope.
Sharon!
Nope. Think of the band.
I said Geezer.
Nope.
You wouldn't do Randy Rhoads.
Nope. Heavenly Birthday.
Maybe.
Nope. Not a heavenly.
Oh, Lord. I can't. Are you going like crazy and doing like a Ronnie James Dio thing?
He has appeared on every Sabbath album.
Oh, man. I'm losing. Mick from Ground Zero will never speak to me again now.
The initials? Would you like the initials?
Yeah.
T.I., not talking about
Tony Iommi. Good
Tony!
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
I was just trying to think how old they are.
Well, you can't really pray to the Lord to help figure out who's in Black Sabbath. That's kind of
you won't help.
How old are these?
Nor would I help him, you if I were he.
Thank you. 79?
77.
Oh.
Did you already guess? I think she would have guessed 77 for Tony.
I was going to say around there, 78, 80. They're getting up there.
Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
Happy Chanukah.
Are you subliminally saying they're Jewish?
No, when he had a cameo, he didn't know how to pronounce Hanukkah. He said Happy Chanukah in that smooth voice he has.
Oh, Smokey Robinson.
Smokey's birthday. Jackie's cousin.
You know what? Like, this is going to sound like Honda homosexual, but the prettiest eyes on a man.
He's a good looking dude.
Prettiest eyes and on black a don't man crack. I've ever seen, man.
You will be so shocked at this age, I think, because he don't look it.
81, then.
82.
Go higher.
Whoa.
85 years old for Smokey Damn Robinson. His middle name's Damn.
Wow.
Smokey Damn Robinson.
Farouk named him.
He did.
Damn.
Happy heavenly birthday. I love your music. I can't play it because we're out of time. Falco.
Ah.
Died in a car accident, I believe, Puerto Rico. He would have been 68
years old. You
don't
need a passport to go there.
Yeah. He was fun in his videos. You go back. He was very innovative for 80s videos. Rock Me Amadeus. Dr. Commissar. I love those tunes. Really good.
Like, for real, if you had to pick a decade, it's the 80s for music. Like, for all of music.
If you could live in it?
I mean, just for music.
Okay.
Now, granted, that was my glory days of childhood and everything, so you associate everything with that. But I'm telling you, man, the type of music.
Good.
Yes.
And you drive old 70s muscle.
80s
cars.
Rap was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you know, the birth of it.
Not all of it, but you just go back. And, like, I was listening to the other day at the gym, Hard Times by Run DMC comes on. And I first think Dusty Rhodes, but I'm thinking, Hard Times, spreading just like the flu. Watch out, homeboy. Don't let it catch you.
Yeah.
Wordsmiths.
Yeah, street cred.
Let's go all big ups to JMJ.
Oh, they never found out who killed him. They never did. Probably the same person who killed McNair. All right. If you know any suspects, please call 864-241-4318.
Please. Open 24/7.
There'll be a new one of those on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of tomorrow, which I have not yet, but I will now. Mm-hmm. Jumping ahead of myself. Tomorrow's Thursday. And I believe you know what that means.
Yeah.
A brand spanking new
Facebook fussing.
Y'all are not tired of it yet. I sometimes grow tired of it. I do.
A little bit.
But anytime we said, we're going to cut back on that. Guys! What?
Don't you do it.
If you do that, if you change the FOF theme song, I'm done with your show.
I'll come to the studio and beat your ass.
I will key your car. I will knife your tires. I will make love to one of your livestock. Don't do it.
You can go to hell.
Go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else.
Put me in, coach. You can get today's podcast also by texting the word podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Standard data text rates apply. Don't text to drive. That's the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Get it on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Google, Amazon, iTunes. It's not iTunes anymore. Apple Music.
Oh, wow.
iTunes.
Get it on the Zoom, guys. MP3s all day.
Get it on our Alta Vista. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You don't even know what kind of egg you're in.